should be some, and that's what we're going to be doing. So everybody knows that's her goal. So if she doesn't reach out to you, say, I know you were going to call me.
I just felt like you worked down the street from me.
And it's a little, and you can call her up and say, you know, it's a little creepy that I'm on your mirror. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew.
Another 5 minutes.
Okay. I don't know, you just said everybody's goal is to hang out with their classmates more, so I don't know. And you're long distance, so you're not going to be able to do it as much, obviously, as the local people can. But there's a connection with your classmates that maybe can go deeper. But what were your inner outer goals? So some people I say, you got to go belly dancing or something. I mean, it's not always that, because you may already have a good connection. But I know you isolate, so it's definitely going to be one of the things that we want to look at. What do you got?
I mean, based on the feedback you're giving, I have goals of what I'm going to do in my life.
Right, which you're going to do anyway, so that's not going to... So you're going to work on your business. There's nothing outside of that?
No. It's not right now. I mean, it's brand new. Like, it's just started, like, within the last month. And there's, like, a period of time where, like, I really want to be simple focus on it. And, you know, that's... gonna be a few months at least,
How much time are you imagining that all these people are gonna suck out of your life?
It's not like, what are you talking about?
I mean, you're out in Vegas, and you'd be connecting with them just like on a phone call or Skyping or. You know, sharing what's happening in your business, or you're keeping people up to date on what's happening in Andrew's life.
I just don't think of that as like a goal. I just don't think of that as a goal, I guess. Like a goal,
how
I
often,
think something that's gonna
how often do you do it without making it a goal?
Not a lot.
Right. And this is one of the most important elements if your business ever does kill it, you're going to have to hire staff. You're going to have to know how to not be a hermit. You're going to have to know how to interact with people of all ages, of all genders, of all relationships, of all backgrounds, of all religions, of all everything. You have to hire people. If you want to run a big business and you've never done any group understanding work or connected with people in a broader way, again, it's going to be like the dog that goes out and is like, I don't know what to do here. Or you're going to sabotage it because what you assume, you're just going to assume that everybody thinks the way you do, which most bosses do, which is why most businesses fail, because they don't understand people. And so, if you're really planning on being successful in your business, you got to plan on hiring people to work for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what my business is about right now.
I get it. So there's no value in connecting deeper with your classmates.
No, I know there is.
And you got to set a goal for something that you can get from this work that we're doing. I mean, I wouldn't mind if you set a goal to do even just one or two healings a week with your classmates, just long distance healings with them, just a couple times a week. You know, you develop your healing skills, which is interpersonal. You connect with people enough to work out a time. You know, so it's an hour a day or something that you do that, and then you talk to them for maybe a half hour afterward, like what you experienced, and you start connecting more, because there's a part of you that's so just, you know, nice, caring. You're like a good guy. You're like, you got this really nice quality in you, and you've got this huge vow to be a strong, you know, guy doing it and make it in the world, and know, you're going to make that happen, but I know that guy because I was that guy. When I went to energy school and came back after 2 years in the school and started like actually talking to my clients, I had a big staff of idiots. I had all kinds of clients, okay? And other than the hour they got with me on the court, I never talked to them. It's like, why would I talk to them? That's like, I gotta get to the next person, you know? And I was a machine, and what I gave them on the court was unbelievable, right? And I had, you know, but I was hiring people based on sort of their resume, which was always fabricated for most people, rather than on their heart, rather than on what I felt. And until I created friends with people that I should never have been friends with to begin with, I didn't know how to even see people beyond that thing. And the healing work I did made a huge difference. It was like, all of a sudden I'm doing a healing work on somebody, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sensing this thing, I'm feeling this deeper. And your compassion for people will also give you more compassion for you, because you don't have a lot of compassion for you. You're a hard ass on yourself. And their love of you, they're caring for you, you're connecting with them in some sort of emotional way. And if you can't be with them, you could do a long distance healing and then share sort of what your experience was and let them be a healing with you.
I like that one.
So, but to me, it's like you're such a sweet guy, and when we talk about the tough voice in your head, you got like a tyrant in there. You're tough on yourself, you know. Around this sort of like I gotta make this happen. I gotta do this, which is fine. And it's like you have that drive to be successful and do that. But it excludes you from all other things. And you know, in some way or else you do the same thing. It's like there's sort of like I'm on my thing, I got my stuff, and I don't, you know, once it all comes together, then I'll have time for people. And it'll be too late. It'll be too late. You already have all those things together and it'll own you. You've got it right now, you're like, you're not in that place where you are owned by something huge yet. You know? And when you do get finally in with that perfect person, you won't have as much time for your friends. You know? So it's, and when you do finally get your super business going, you get 100 clients and you're, you know, working it and all that stuff, you won't have time to do the healings. You won't have time to do this. You have time right now to do these things, even though you're building. And we're not talking about, I'm not talking about a lot of time. I'm just talking about recognizing that there's a huge quality within you. There's a beautiful man inside of you that needs to be loved, okay? And you make it really hard to do that. Do you get that? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I hear it, and it's just like, okay, there's not like any like energy around it.
Okay, and what do you hate the most about your parents?
Nothing like... I mean...
What was the thing
that... charge, I see it as like... Like, I didn't want to live a lot. Like, I wanted more.
And what was their issue? What was their issue? You said, what you just said to me was exactly the same thing you told me. Was like, I said, what are your parents like? It was like, they never had any interest. They never could go beyond
ordinary. So I was like, I just don't want that.
They were ordinary. They didn't have any, desire for any more.
Yeah.
And so... it was easy to sort of make a vow that I'm going to want more financially than they did. But they also didn't want more relationship. They didn't want more passion. They didn't want more happiness. And I can tell you for absolute certain, you're never going to get happy doing your business. If you'll make $1 million and you're still going to be, it's still not going to, it's relationships that make you happy. It won't make you happy. And your happiness... What?
Not looking for it to make me happy.
So you're saying the thing that you vowed the most to be against your parents, you're saying, I'm going to be good with that.
Well, I mean, the vow is as much for all those other things. It's not that you're kind of...
What makes you happy?
I don't know.
I know. You don't know because your parents didn't have that energy. They didn't have the passion for you. They didn't have passion for anything. What did Paul Scott's used to call it? You were the most of us were the product of dead fucks.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Our parents didn't like each other very much. They did it just out of obligation. There was no passion. Most of us were not created in passion. We were created out of like a, oh yeah, there's another one. You have to choose passion. You have to choose that. And I don't think you want to grow up and be like your parents. In just a, maybe in a nicer house. Right? This is serious. This is like you gotta make a choice right now. For what do we have? 6 months left. For 6 months, you can ask yourself the question and run it through your chakras, do I wanna be happy or do I wanna be rich? Do I wanna be happy, you know, or do I wanna be respected? You know, what do I really want in my life? What would that happiness even look like? Without people in it. Alone. And people love you here. This is like you're both of you. You're both sort of find each other.
Isolate together.
Alright, so I just want you to think about that you have this huge, beautiful heart. And because of the vows you have, you've made it totally unimportant. And it's not that you wouldn't like a relationship, but, you know, maybe it comes, maybe it doesn't, but it's like my job. It's like, I can tell you, I did that. I mean, I made my job, and I made a very successful job. I made very successful. And, you know, and it led to a divorce. You know, it led to pain in my body. It led to all sorts of problems, you know. And it wasn't until I actually realized that some of these totally idiotic friends that I had, that I have no good reason to like or want to be with, that reminded me of something. They had something, these soulmates that you have. It's so important. So what about having a relationship? Maybe that could be cool. Dating a little bit. Do you have a girlfriend already? Maybe a dog. Just something that just.
A tortoise.
But you mean you're such a sweetheart. Andrew, you're such a sweetheart, and you have no idea. You know, there's a party that's just like, nobody would give a fuck. If I walked out of here today, nobody would give a fuck. Everybody would care. But everybody's just waiting for you to come in. And I don't know how to ask you to do it any other way. I'm telling you that these people will be there for you. And you will benefit in a way that you can't even imagine. I know you're young, and it's like, we're all older, and we're realizing, God, we miss a lot of opportunity. But this is an opportunity that, with a little bit of effort, you might reap a lot of benefit that will last a long time. And it's up to you. And you can just, you know, you can totally set, look, I know when I've talked more than 5 minutes, I'm already trying to convince you of what I would like you to do. So are just set on your business goal, and you just want to, hope that all this works out, and that you maintain somehow connection with people over, you know, Facebook or whatever it is, it's fine. It's really fine. There's nothing the matter with that. There's nothing the matter with what you're doing with your life. There's nothing the matter with where you are. But this is an opportunity. This goal setting isn't like regular business goal setting, like I'm gonna have a higher target next month. This is goal setting around stuff that's been stopping you from connecting with people forever and will continue without some attention. And your life isn't gonna get any less easy. Right now, your life is easy as it'll ever be.
Can I just say something? We've connected quite a bit over and not so much more recently. Just because, like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to say it. Like, I feel like there's more and more of a block there when I'm trying to connect with you. And I'm like crying right now because I see the beauty of who you are. Yeah. I so want you to have that connection to like that passion you're talking about. Because it's so, you're such a, and Alice, I haven't connected with you so much, but I know I feel the same way about you, but I feel like, when that your heart opens to that, it's gonna be like, I'm not good with words sometimes.
No, you're good. He's getting it. No, so wait. Yeah. He's just gotta think. I want you to think about this between now and next class. Think about how, you know, if over the next say 10 years of your life. So we're gonna do the extraordinary power process. So you can think about this one thing. Okay, if you do one symbolic act right now. That changes a pattern in your life. Where are you 5 years from now? What kind of people do you have around you? In 10 years from now, what kind of people do you have around you? What have you developed in your life that, you know, aside from your business? And would it be great if out of this whole group, maybe in 10 years, you still have 10 of them or 8 of them, that you're like, those people have known me for almost 15 years now. And they've watched me grow, they've watched me change, they've been my friend, they've been this, and these people are really a resource for me to keep remembering who I am, rather than it's just you staring yourself in the mirror every day and trying to figure out who you are. Being able to see people that love you like that, you know, and make that something that's like, wow, I can always call them up or even Skype with them, and I can see that they're just like, hey Andrew, how's it going, man? It's nice to have. It's not a nice to have, it's an essential to have, but we always make it a nice to have, especially for men. It would be nice to have friends, but it's better to have a business, you know? But why not have both? Why not, you know, you got an opportunity. So think about it. Just and if you decide that it's just a business, I'm good. I will not argue with you again. You can just run it through, and you can actually run your business through all your chakras and decide if you got chakras for that. Okay? But you have to be willing to really face it and say, do I really have the heart chakra for that? Do I really have a fifth chakra for that? Do I really have these skills? And in business, if you don't have the chakra for it, you can hire it. Yeah. Or you can just say, well, I'm not going to be good in that department. But and that's okay, and you can continue on. But you have to face some of these things. You have to realize some.